This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage, and this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Cheryl Lau, the CEO of Simply Giving, founded in 2011. It's a crowdfunding platform for social good. I know you took on this role a couple of years ago, but the genesis of Simply Giving, can you tell us about it?
Sure. Thanks so much for having me here today. So actually, Simply Giving was founded by a British guy. His name is James Greaves. So James arrived in Malaysia in 1995. So he's lived here for a long time. He's built his family here. And when he first arrived, he started a company called APCO, which is a direct sales and marketing company. So they recently rebranded to Salesworks. What James does was, so a lot of the international NGOs would outsource their face-to-face donor acquisition to James's team. So he realized that 40% of his clients were actually the large NGOs. And so he went on to start up another company called SG Global with his sister. And SG Global manages the back end of these donors. And they are an outsourced company, so they provide payment processing, call center, and generally just to their focus on retaining these donors. And they're a great company. They manage about 2 million donors across Asia. And then 8 years ago, James saw that online fundraising was the future, and hence he launched Simply Giving then.
Right, and he took the back seat from this role, and you took over.
So he's hired. He's had he had professional CEOs to run the company. So he himself is like a serial entrepreneur. So when he starts up a company, he will then hand it over to someone very more capable to kind of take the business forward.
And when did you come on board?
So I came on board about 3.5 years ago.
Okay.
But I only took over as CEO a year ago.
What's your personal background before you got into Simply Giving?
So my background is in accounting and finance. I'm a qualified chartered accountant. My last gig was actually in China, in Beijing. So then I was mostly in business consultancy. We were helping British companies do business in China. And I've worked, across Asia. I was in Hong Kong, Singapore, China. And then before that, I spent quite a long time working in London as well. So by the end of my stint in China, with the pollution, I thought, okay, it's time to come home. I am from Malaysia, so I had lived away from Malaysia for over 20 years as well. So I wanted to make a change, both in terms of my career and also my personal life. And I wanted to get into social investment. And so this opportunity came up, which I grabbed. And then personally, I also wanted to be a mother. So I adopted a baby girl when I came back to Malaysia.
All right. Yeah, so these...
lots of changes.
Quite drastic changes,
yeah.
After 20 years and coming back and taking on this role. Okay, just having a look at the impact that Simply Giving has done. Over the last, 8 years, 30 million in donations. That's quite a number.
Yeah, so we work across 7 countries in Asia. So our key countries are Malaysia, Hong Kong, Singapore, and we also help to fundraise in Thailand, Indonesia, Philippines, and Cambodia. So out of the 30 million that we've raised so far, 25% of it was actually raised in the last 12 months, which is really encouraging for us. It means that we're seeing a real uptake in online fundraising.
Mm.
And the key driver of it is, I have to say, it's what we call peer-to-peer fundraising.
Mm.
So this is a tool, this is a really powerful tool where it can enable a charity to empower their network of core supporters to fundraise on their behalf in a very secure, easy and transparent manner. So I'll give you some examples. We had a really awesome fundraiser a couple of years ago, and he was the CEO of CIMB Bank, Tengku Zafro. And he was running the Tokyo Marathon. So to him, that was a personal challenge. And he wanted to make that that experience more meaningful. So he decided that he wanted to fundraise for a charity that he passionately cared about, which was Make-A-Wish Malaysia. So he set up a personalized page on Simply Giving, shared his story, and basically he just shared the page with his friends, family, and business network. And so him alone, within, I think, 2 months, he managed to raise 200,000 ringgit for Make-A-Wish. And that's just him sharing it with his network. And people were donating very generously because, you know, Tengku Zafro has asked them to support. And what happens to the donation is whatever that's collected on his page, we will send directly to the charity itself.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, from this 30 million, right, you say that the last 25% of that amount has just happened in the last 12 months, right? What do you think has happened that, you know, Malaysians are a little bit more giving?
I think it's just people having more awareness that there is such a tool that can enable them to participate and to make a difference in an easy and secure manner. Right. So it's about, you know, when more people use online fundraising to raise money for their causes, then their friends will get to know about it as well, and then maybe their friends will take up the challenge too. Okay. So we do get you know, people giving up their birthdays, for example, and saying, you know, instead of buying me a present, it would mean more to me if you would donate to a charity that I am currently supporting. Mm. So we get a few of those, even from young kids as young as 10 and 11 year olds. To me, that's like very inspiring. You know, it's a big sacrifice for a young child to say, I want to give up my birthday presents in lieu of a donation.
You've had that?
Yes, we've had.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've had Ryan when he turned 11. He wanted to raise money for a refugee school in Malaysia.
Right.
Sean, when he turned 10, he raised money for another boy, underprivileged boy, that to help him sort of go to a good school. So that all of that stories are really, really inspiring.
Okay, and where does Simply Giving get their money then? What's the business model for you guys?
All right. So we charge a success fee on the funds that's raised on our platform. So there's no upfront fee for the charities. So it's free for them to register and to start a campaign. It's free for their fundraisers to start pages to fundraise on their behalf. It's only once they've raised money on Simply Giving that we will clip a 5% fee.
Ah, okay. So they've achieved their goals, then you get a percentage as well.
Exactly.
Okay.
So obviously, so it's all aligned.
And you want them to succeed as well.
Exactly.
So 89,000 donors in the last 8 years.
Yeah. So we have actually more now. So about over 90,000. Yeah.
Over 90,000
donors, and we've had about over 6,000 active fundraisers.
Okay. All right. And you've also had what would have been the most interesting, though? I mean, there's Tengku Zafro and kids and all that. What has been an interesting campaign?
One of my favorites is actually this was actually done by a mother of she was then a mother of two, now she's a mother of three, so her name is Diani. And she was initially doing a donation drive that her son's school was organizing to a local orphanage. And unfortunately, the orphanage was burnt down the year before. So she being part of this school drive, she wanted to take some clothes and some books and toys to this orphanage that housed about 26 kids. So since the orphanage was burnt, they had to move to a rented premise. So when she arrived at the orphanage in the rented premise, she realized that they need more than just things or you know, money. They needed a new home. So when she spoke to the caretaker, Sarah, she realized that they actually had a plot of land nearby, but they just didn't have the funds or the experience or the knowledge to build the new home. And so Diani took it upon herself to run this project. She is from a developer family, so she decided, okay, I'm going to raise money for you, but I'm also going to help you build your home. And so she set up a page on Simply Giving And the target was to raise 450,000 ringgit, which she achieved. So half, about 180,000 was done online on, right. on Simply Giving. And then the other half she managed to raise through her, her family network. And she got in pro bono architects and contractors that would do work at it at cost. So she managed to keep the cost down as well. But she also made sure that they got all the permits correctly done and, you know, making sure that all of this was project managed correctly. So I think, you know, for her to do this, it's pretty extraordinary. Mm. And right now, the works on building the home is on the way.
Mm. Yeah. All right. We'll talk about your partners in other parts of the world in just a moment. I'm here with Cheryl Lau from Simply Giving. You're listening to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Backing female ministers. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Her Vantage. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu. Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Cheryl Lau, the CEO of Simply Giving. It's a crowdfunding platform for social good, founded in 2011. Now, you've got your footprint in Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Cambodia, Hong Kong, Philippines, and Indonesia. So just like, for example, your second biggest number of partners will be in the Philippines, right? Now, how do you work with these partners?
So we work with the partners. We want to introduce more of our partners to utilize peer-to-peer fundraising. So that's, as I said, that's when they can empower and encourage their sort of core network of supporters to fundraise on their behalf. So instead of just asking, just keep going back to their network to ask for donations. Sooner or later, you get donor fatigue. Mm. So we're saying, look, they are passionate about your cause, but they might not be able to always donate money to you. Mm. But if you empower them to fundraise for you, they're going to be able to help you reach out to new donors. Okay. So what we see is if a person can donate, so in Malaysia, the average value of donation on our platform is about 100 to 150 ringgit. So if a person can donate, they might, you know, donate 100 ringgit or 150 ringgit. But when they fundraise for you, they will bring in at least 10 times that amount. So that's a matter of them going to 10 of their friends and family quite easily online. You know, they can spread it through their social media. They can email, WhatsApp, you know, any amount of the social network tools they can utilize. And they ask their network, look, why don't you support me by donating to this charity? And they can quite easily bring in at least 10 times what they would initially been able to donate.
So when you work with all these countries, is there a physical presence? Is that your office in all these countries?
We haven't. Office. So Malaysia is our core, it's our headquarters. This is where our core team sits. And we have a small office in Philippines. We have a person sitting there. And we also have physical offices in Singapore and in Hong Kong. So this is where we are co-locating with our sister companies.
Okay, so I am just looking at the other services that you provide, right? So of course, there's crowdfunding. And to what's peer-to-peer fundraising? So that was what you talked about.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Social lending.
Yeah, so social lending is actually my baby. Okay. So that was sort of the product that I brought in to Simply Giving when I first joined. So we wanted to find a way to make giving more sustainable. So in effect, it's a charitable loan. So instead, and it's targeted at the microfinance sector or to other social enterprises. So instead of a donation, our donors will provide this funding in the form of a loan. And it's a loan that might be able to help an individual start up a small business, to work themselves out of the poverty cycle, or to social enterprises that need, you know, capital to start up or run their businesses as well, their social business. So it always has to make a social or environmental impact. But over time, the loans will be repaid. And then when the loans are repaid, then our donors would decide to re-lend it to the next project. So again, over time, you know, the same, say, 100 ringgit that they start out with will be able to make multiple impact. So it's almost like recycling your donations.
Okay. Now, before I get into the other the services that you provide, do you, you know, like anybody can start something, any cause online, right? Do they come to you and say, I want to do this? And sometimes it's something, an idea that will might fall flat, right? Yeah. And they won't be able to raise the amount. Do you all come in and say, oh, maybe not this idea?
We do go through a stringent verification process for all our beneficiaries. So if it's a charity that registers on our platform, then we always look at make sure that they're registered in the jurisdiction that they say they're in, and then we will do, you know, we will check online, make sure that the activities that they run and they do what they say they do, mm-hmm. and if we can, we will physically visit the charity. If not, we will always do a call with them. And again, you know, in this call, we will train them on how to use Simply Giving. But at the same time, we'll get to know the management better and get to know what campaigns that they're planning to run and how we can help them more effectively. Hmm. And we also have individuals that are fundraising on our platform for their personal needs. Yes. But mostly it's for either an emergency medical need or fundraising for their education. Or they might be running a local community project that they need some funding for. So we will go through a different set of verification rules for individuals.
How have corporations worked with you?
So corporations are really interesting partnerships for us. And we do love working with corporates in terms of engaging with their as part of their CSR activity. So, for example, we've worked with Manulife in the last 2 years, where every year they would participate in this international half marathon in Angkor. So it's a very iconic marathon where they are running across the temples, and they'll fly the Manulife teams from across Asia to participate as part of their team building event. And at the same time, they also fundraise for a local children's hospital in Siem Reap called the Angkor Hospital for Children. And it's a brilliant hospital, brilliant charity. I visited them once. And they provide free medical service to any Cambodian children under the age of 17. So Manulife would fundraise for the hospital. And what they do is they will encourage... We will set up a fundraising event page for Manulife with Angkor Hospital as their beneficiary. And they will encourage all their staff from across the region to set up it, then set up sub-pages, individual sub-pages to fundraise on behalf of the hospital. Mm-hmm. So we are able to create like a leaderboard, a corporate cup to then, you know, people can have more fun with their fundraising activity. Right. So in the last 2 years, Manulife, through their employees, have raised over 90,000 US for the hospital.
Wow.
And this doesn't count the match funding that would come from Manulife themselves.
Yeah. Which is great, right? You know, it's fully transparent.
Yes.
Right? Everybody can see where they're going. It's great team building.
Exactly.
And they're helping as well at the same time.
Yeah.
And you fit exercise in somewhere in there.
Yeah. It's okay. Win-win-win.
Okay. So obviously you have merchandising as well. And I guess it's just things that you sell.
It's not things that we sell, but it's things that... So it's the merchandising, and we've also got a ticketing and registration tool. So that's to help our charity partners. Mm. So if they're running a charity event, whether it's a charity run or maybe a gala dinner, and they're trying to sell tickets, then they can actually do that on our platform. They can set up the ticketing page. Mm. Or if they have products where they're selling in order to raise funds to fund their activities, then they can do that on our platform.
Right.
So we provide a seamless process where a donor can come in, they can buy a ticket or they can buy a product. And then if they want to top it up with an additional donation before they check out and pay, they can do that, all of that in just one seamless process.
Mm. And what's this regular giving?
Regular giving is basically monthly giving.
Okay.
So someone, you know, instead of a one-off gift, they can choose to donate on a monthly basis, but we automate that process for the donor and for the charity.
Like, who would they be giving to?
So it's up to the donor which charity they choose to give to. So we do have donors that would give to, you know, cancer or animal welfare. And so they would pick their particular charity that they want to make the monthly donation to. They will pick the amount and they'll pick the date that they want to make that donation on. So every month we will then send them a notification email to say we will take your donation within the next few days. And then once the donation is done, we will also send them a thank you note to say thank you very much. We have rebuilt you for X amount to the Cancer Society, right, for example.
So if I as an individual want to do some fundraising and I want the money to go to Sri Lanka, is that workable?
Yes, there is. But so we will need to verify this charity in Sri Lanka. And obviously we would do that in partnership with you.
Okay. So long as it's a legit organization, able to do it. So it can be in anywhere in the world. Right? Yeah. Okay. And you've got something major happening at the end of the year.
Yes. So we are plotting. We are plotting. Okay. So, I mean, every day we see acts of kindness and we really want to see this spread across Malaysia. So we're plotting a national giving day towards the end of the year, where we want to work with as many partners as possible, corporates, charities, schools, universities, government. So, you know, any Malaysians can participate. They can give money, they can give their time, volunteer, or generally they might be just wanting to raise awareness of an important cause. So whatever that's meaningful to them. So we will create a platform where for anyone that wants to participate, and we will help to measure and to record the impact that's been made on this giving day. And hopefully this will then spill into our everyday lives.
All right. So you haven't got a date for that yet?
We are still planning the date. We've got a name for it. So it's called My Giving, or hashtag My Giving.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're working on the date. So go to simplygiving.
Yes.
.com and then they can get updates from there.
Exactly.
Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Cheryl Lau, CEO of Simply Giving. You've been listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.